trying something new. That's where the adventure lies. Realizing that most of the things that you are afraid of, most of them can't kill you, can't really hurt you. And even if they may be embarrassing, damaging in some way, you can recover. You will be okay. And by developing your new belief system, you will be even more empowered and better at handling those kind of things. What I want to do today is explain to you something that's very, very powerful and a tool that I use often. By now, you already know that I have a firm, deep belief that if you change your mind, you can transform your life. And what I'm going to show you is the tool to do exactly that. A tool that will help you both understand the state of your mind currently and also help you plot a path to change that mind that can lead to life transformation. And this is called the Tree of Clarity, or the Belief System Model, a model to transform your life. And I'm going to take you through this process step by step, and I want you to follow along, not just by listening, but by writing and actively completing the steps as I go through them. I still use this in my own life. Whenever I feel stuck and I feel like there's a transformation or a change of my mind that needs to happen for me to access more transformation, growth, empowerment, overcome fears, whatever it is, this is what I use to do that. Okay, so we'll dive into it step by step. The first thing I want you to think of is any triggering situation. A situation that you feel, this is a situation that really triggers me. And what I mean by trigger, it causes you to act or show up in your life differently than you want to. You don't really want to be that kind of person. That's what I mean by trigger. So what is a trigger for you? It can be certain situations, can be certain people, it can be conflict, it can be sitting at your desk ready to do some very important deep work, some personal development maybe, and then not doing it, procrastinating, going on social media, switching on Netflix. So the trigger can be people, situations, whatever. So think about a triggering situation that might be recurring, or event. An event that maybe happened in the past, but still every now and then that comes back to you. All right, for the sake of keeping track with everything, I'm going to start using different colors here. So this is the triggering event. Then next, write down what your reaction is. How do you react to that situation or event? What do you do? I mentioned a few, but I want you to think of at least three things. Three things that describe the way you actually behave in that situation. Observable. Behaviors. Meaning, if you watch yourself from the outside, you would be able to describe this. So this is about facial expression, tone of voice, body language, any action or inaction that you can describe. What's observable? So we're not talking about how you feel or what you think. We're just talking about your reaction in that situation. How do you behave? Write it down quickly, cryptically, write code, whatever you need to do to capture it as quickly as possible. Okay, then. Usually, the way most people think about life and situations like that is they link the trigger to the reaction. Well, I behave like this because my partner acts like that. I don't do the following because my boss is like this. So I call that outsourcing. That is outsourcing. And outsourcing means you are giving your power away. You are telling someone else, you decide how I behave. That's outsourcing. So most people see their lives like this. How else can I be? What else can I do? If that happens, this is what I do. If that happens, then I react like this. And they feel like there's no other choice. Okay, so they link those two. But actually, the real reason you react the way you react is because whatever that trigger is actually creates a certain emotions, right? And I want you once again to find three emotions that you think drive your reaction in that situation. And I want to make it clear, mad and sad does not count. I want you to go deeper than that, because you can be mad, people can see you're angry, but beneath that you feel disrespected or rejected or unimportant or anything like that. You can be sad and feel exactly that same emotions, unimportant, rejected, but what people see on the outside is sad. So I want you to think about the deeper emotions. And as part of the Clarity Quest, you have the emotion language wheel to help you expand that vocab, right? To expand your vocab, to understand what are the deeper emotions that's triggered in this situation that sets me off to react and behave the way that I actually don't want to. All right, but now we have to ask the question, why do you feel the way you do in that specific situation or because of that event? This is where we go another level deeper into your psyche. We understand that your thoughts, your recurring automatic thoughts, actually creates that emotional state. So if you look at this tree now, I can actually draw a line here and say, this is the soil. Everything above this, the reactions and the emotions, these are the stem, the branches, the leaves, and the fruit of this tree. Beneath the surface are the roots. And your thoughts are part of the deeper root system that creates the emotions. Because emotions does not exist in your brain in any way other than thoughts creating them. You will also become aware, something to be curious about, and you'll see that on your emotion language wheel, that you'll feel certain emotions in certain parts of your body. You'll experience it. Some people experience, for example, stress and anxiety in their stomach, others in their chest, others in their throat, others in their head. One person even told me, I feel that in my hands and my feet. So that also becomes an indication to you that a deeper thing is at play here. And we'll uncover that in a moment. Your thoughts and beliefs, which is the next level that we'll explore, are at play. That's what plays a big role in this. Okay, so what thoughts are we looking for? So inside your mind, you've got three voices. We're going to explore two on this side. You've got the voice of the judge. The judge aims internally and shames you. And this voice does it in two ways. Either directly So this voice will aim something specifically at you. You are. You are, of course, also the owner of that voice, so it might even sound like I am. Stupid. Useless. Crazy. Lazy. Those are the thoughts that create emotions in a certain situation. Okay? It can also be very subtle, and usually by asking little questions. Why can't you get this right? Why do I struggle with this? What's wrong with me? That's a very common one. What's wrong with me? Why does everyone else seem to just get this right? Okay? Ask little subtle questions like that. I might miss some spelling mistakes along the way because I'm talking and writing. All right. Then the other voice that's also in your mind, it's the voice of the cheerleader. I call it the cheerleader because the cheerleader will always be on your side. It's always the other team that's at fault. The other team is bad. You are good. Nothing that you should change. So this voice blames. It blames circumstances, other people, the events, like I mentioned right at the top. Usually that's the voice of the cheerleader playing out very strongly. Very strongly. Blaming. Blaming. Either directly or indirectly. Right? Why can't that person just do this? Can you believe that this person did that? Can you believe that this is our government? Can you believe that this is the circumstances? Unbelievable. But you believe it. So you blame. You blame, right? That's the voice of the cheerleader. All right. So write down, capture sentences around that voice. The third voice we'll explore in a moment. It's a voice that's on the other side of this tree of clarity. And we'll delve into that a little bit later. But now we go even deeper, right? Let me just zoom out here for a moment. So your reactions because of a certain trigger is not because of the trigger. It's because of the emotions, the underlying emotions. That's why you behave like that. Okay. So the emotions create the reaction. But what creates those reactions? Well, those emotions, your thought patterns. And these are the voices driving that. All right. Everyone following, but why do you think those things? Why do you have those automatic thoughts in that situation? Well, that's because of your beliefs. This is the biggest part and the hardest work we need to do to change our minds. So your beliefs. That's what really is at play. The deepest level, your beliefs. So let's look at the beliefs. There are many different ways that we structure our beliefs. But firstly, I want you to understand you created your belief system to navigate life, to survive. So your belief system isn't a bad thing. It might contain lots of things that served you very well in the past, but some of them have become outdated. Badly outdated, and others maybe are not applicable in certain situations anymore, but you still use them there. So you develop this whole system to keep you safe and comfortable. That's why you have it. Keep you safe and comfortable. Why am I switching these two around today? Comfortable. That's why you developed it. Doesn't mean happy. You feel good and great and empowered and all of these things. Safe and comfortable doesn't mean that. It just means that you are safe and comfortable in the knowledge that you know how to be this kind of person. You know how to think this way. You know how to feel this way. You know how to act this way. in these circumstances. Even though you might feel this is not me, because of the voice of the judge and the cheerleader, you remain stuck in it. And ultimately, because of your beliefs that you've created here. Designed originally to keep you safe and comfortable, now actually keep you safe and comfortable and also imprisoned, stuck. That's why so many people feel, I want to change. I want to do things differently. I want to stop the cycle of conflict in my relationships. I want to improve my working situation. I want to build my business. But I seem to just start and then stop. So when you understand that there's a deeper belief system at play, if you try to react the opposite from what you used to do, so if this is what you used to do, now you want to react the opposite way in that situation. It's not really possible because you still feel, think, and believe the same things. So you're swimming upstream. You're fighting a losing battle because as soon as you get fatigued, you'll slide right back into safe and comfortable and what's familiar. All right. Now, different ways that we construct our beliefs. Firstly, identity statements. Identity statements. Anything that starts with I am or I and some kind of verb. That verb is often something like consists partly of I can't. Those become belief statements. Yesterday I was working with someone that said the ID statement was, I am a people pleaser. So identity statements like that become part of your belief system. And because you repeat that and believe that and plant it, those roots go deep down into your whole being. Whenever you get the opportunity, you will show up as a people pleaser because that's what you believe you are. But maybe you'll go, hey, Frana, chill a bicky, wait a minute. I am a people pleaser because I can look back at my life and see I've always been trying to please people. That may be true. How did that come about? Well, because you created a belief system that kept you safe and comfortable, which nicely transitions to the next belief. So that identity statement, as an example, I am a people pleaser, might have started off as a formula. Another way that we construct our beliefs. Basically, if then, right? If I, this is what leads to people pleasing, for example, if I say no to people, they won't like me. The opposite. If I do everything and I'm nice to other people all the time, then they will be nice to me. That's a formula. And that over time creates this people pleaser. And now you say, I am a people pleaser. So find in your specific situation that you chose, the triggering event, look for formulas. If then, I this, because only if then I can. Many different ways to construct the formula, but it has these two parts. Cause and effect becomes a formula which you use to navigate your life. All right, next, definitions. Definitions. Any important phrase, any important concept in your life, such as these are common ones, success, or love, or happiness, you live according to a definition. But that definition you created unconsciously to keep you safe and comfortable, right? So you might say success is if I treat other people fairly. That might be your belief. Success is if I put other people first. That might be a belief, but that exact same belief might cause you to struggle to build your business. That same belief might keep you stuck in your growth process because it limits you. Because that specific belief might be applicable in a certain situation. Let's say it serves you well, for example, when working with your kids. That same belief in another situation can be very detrimental when it comes to maybe making sales in your business or negotiating a deal. Little things like that. And now we can start looking at, and the better you identify your beliefs, the more you can see them interacting with one another. I am a nice, kind person links in with your definition of success, links in with a formula. So they layer one on top of the other and become more and more powerful and guide the direction of your life by controlling your reaction in that situation. And you keep stuck. Every single time this triggering situation appears, these beliefs are actually what is triggered. Not your reaction, not your emotions, not your thoughts. The beliefs are triggered, and the beliefs lead to the thoughts, lead to the emotions, lead to your reaction. Yes, it's not necessarily that nice and linear, but this empowers us in a massive way to understand how we take control, how we transform our lives by changing our minds. This is how you do it. And it takes this part that I'm busy with now in terms of the beliefs, the safe and comfortable, also affectionately known as the OBS, the old BS or the old belief system. This is something that actually keeps us stuck in that process, this old belief system, even though it served us well for such a long time. All right, but the more you become aware of it, the more you notice it, the better the odds that you can actually transform. And how do we actually maintain or attain and then maintain massive transformation? By changing our beliefs. You can try and change the reaction. You can try and change the emotions. You can even try and change the thoughts sometimes. But if the underlying beliefs stay intact, won't be long before the judge and the cheerleader starts piping up again, creating those emotions, creating the same undesirable reaction. Okay, so how do we start changing all of this? Well, let me just pause for a second. Your fears, all your fears, listen to this. I am afraid of failing. That's an identity statement. I am afraid. The more you say that, the more you share that, the more you think of that, the more your brain will work to point out situations where you can prove that, where you can show up like the person who's afraid of failing. So your fears also fit into this somewhere, somehow. They form part of your belief system. Maybe I can give you another layer here with two kinds of beliefs. Even though we structured them differently, we can also talk about limiting beliefs. Fears make out, it's part of that, that limits you, that stops you from taking action. Justifying beliefs. Those two. Justifying beliefs is things that you believe that help you justify that you stay the way you are and keep on acting the way you act. Right? I'm only doing it this way. I'm only acting this way because of that person, what that person is doing. That's why I'm behaving like this. If that stops, I won't be like this. I don't want to be like this. So it justifies your behavior. Also, another way that's very sneaky that we justify our behavior, create beliefs around it, something like this is a formula. If I learn the following things, then I'll start my business. I first have to complete another course on this. I first have to read this book before I phone my first client. I first have to learn this before I can negotiate a salary raise. I first have to change this. Whatever it is, if it keeps you acting the same way, it's a justifying belief. Even though on paper that belief might sound very rational and beautiful and good, if it keeps you stuck because you are showing up in the world in a way that you don't want to, then it's unhealthy. And this becomes the way that we measure our beliefs. Good or bad, doesn't matter, right? Is the belief good or is it bad? Doesn't matter, right or wrong, doesn't matter. Something can be wrong, you still believe it, still has an effect. Something can be right, if you believe it and it has a negative effect in your life, still not something to hold on to. True or false, doesn't matter. The power of the beliefs in your belief system in this tree of clarity doesn't come from the fact that it's good, right, or true. It comes from the fact that you believe it. Because you believe it, it has an impact in your life. That is the reason. That's why and how it impacts your life. There's no other reason other than that. So we only measure when it comes to the belief system. And I'm going to switch the order around. Unhealthy. And healthy. So any belief, even if it's a quote from the Holy Scriptures, that causes you to think, feel, and act in a way that's not aligned with who you want to be, is an unhealthy belief, even if it's true, right, and good. This is very important to understand. Because the old belief system will also help you defend beliefs because, hey, wait a minute, but that's true, right? That is true. Doesn't matter. If you find something in your belief system that's creating thoughts, emotions, and reactions that doesn't align with who you want to be, that makes it unhealthy, full stop. You don't even have to argue about that in any way. We only want to create beliefs that help us show up the way we want to. That makes it a healthy belief. All right. Are there any questions up to this point? Yes, this is my real handwriting. Thank you for that question. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. Now, how do we start changing this? My favorite place to start, because we are, in terms of our reactions and behavior, emotion driven, is I like to start using the emotions.
How's the justifying different from the limiting? I missed that a bit. I got the justifying really good, but the limiting.
All right. Thank you. Good question. What's the difference between the limiting and the justifying? All right. So a limiting belief is like a fear. I can't do this because of that. I'm afraid of failing. That's a limiting belief. It obviously stops you. I'm not good enough, limiting. If circumstances were different, then I would try the following, a formula, limiting. Okay, justifying belief is anything that you believe that helps you stay the way you are. Identity statement might sound like this. How am I supposed to behave when my wife acts like that? I can't handle this any other way. That's a justifying belief. You know, in the current economic situation, I can't go out there and look for new clients. In the current situation, I can't start investing in my personal development. You know, I've got motorbikes to maintain and service, throttles to look after, things like that. Whatever it is, a justifying belief, anything. If you look at this, these behaviors, and you say, this is not how I want to behave. This is not how, but you find yourself saying, thinking, believing things. And in the beginning, it might be hard to find the beliefs behind it. That helps you stay exactly like that person you don't want to be, feeling like you don't want to feel. That is a justifying belief. It helps you stay the same. Does that help? All right. So I like to start here with the emotions, right? So these emotions that you feel, that's part of the old belief system, the unhealthy emotions, right? I'm going to start using this language. The unhealthy emotions, meaning emotions you don't want to feel, they now become your allies because they are clues that you are operating from the old belief system, the system that keeps you safe and comfortable. And if you've identified them, then you know exactly what they are. If you've identified them, then the thoughts, the thought patterns, the voices, then the beliefs, then you know, oh, these emotions are linked to these beliefs. So as soon as you feel them, even if you're just starting, you start sensing it in your body, you know, got you. Thank you very much. Unhealthy emotions for reminding me. For reminding me that this comes from an old belief system. Thank you for reminding me that I need to shift my focus to my new belief system, which we'll create in a moment. They become your allies. They now help you. Instead of causing you, right, to behave like this, the way you don't want to, they help you shift your focus. They remind you to shift your focus. Okay. So the first thing I like to do is set emotional goals. Let me write that down here as well. So we'll set emotional goals. So you ask the question, instead of what I used to feel in this situation, what do I rather want to feel? How would I rather want to feel? And that will make this green to indicate that it's healthy. So healthy emotions. And I always try and aim for three. Now, the first thing that people experience is, how am I supposed to feel any different in this situation? Right? Hear that question? That's a voice. That's a voice of the cheerleader. Because of that, I can't feel anything different. That's a belief. That's a formula. Because of that, I can't. I can't because of that. Two parts. So it'll start fighting you immediately, your old belief system, with its OBS. Same stuff. Okay? But if you understand that your emotions are created by your thoughts and beliefs, then you can actually choose exactly how you want to feel in this situation. Exactly how you want to feel. And maybe it's important here to just highlight some emotions you need to feel. And it makes sense that you feel it. Especially initially. like if you apply for a job that you are really excited to get and you don't get it, to feel disappointed and a bit rejected, all of those things make sense. When those feelings start to linger and linger, you sustain it by the thought patterns and the beliefs beneath that. But if you feel disappointed for a moment, feel rejected for a moment, but then you're able to go, well, how do I rather want to feel? Well, curious, empowered, open to learning, for example. Now you initiate different conversations with those people, right? When you talk to your friends about it, you talk about it differently. It's when those emotions are so linked with a situation that the reaction goes in a loop, that outsourcing happens. Outsourcing meaning things around me, people around me determine how I feel and act. So choose three healthy emotions. I want to feel calm, empowered, confident, at peace, loved. Whatever yours might be. Write them down, three of them. Now, when you have those emotions, you have to ask the question, okay, if I feel like this, what are my thought patterns? Right? What are my thought patterns? And this is where we can start looking at the third voice. The third voice in your mind. So that's why I always say you are crazier than you thought. Is the coach. The voice of the coach. And the voice of the coach encourages. And instructs. It encourages and instructs you. Chico, there you go. That's the voice of the coach. So encouragement may be more obvious than instruction. So let me show you what I mean. Encouragement will be on the surface level. You can do this. Go for it. Try it. Instructions will be things like, try this specific thing. What other ideas can you generate? What's a new way to approach this? Approach it like this next time. So it gives you, the voice gives you specific instructions to try. People get stuck in the old pattern because this voice is underdeveloped. The other voices are too strong, saying, what else can I do? Or, this is a very popular one, very common one. I've tried everything. Really, did you? Let's list them. Let's list them. One, what did you try? Someone will mention something. Well, I tried ignoring the situation. All right, what else? I sent an email. All right, what else? That's about it. It seldom gets longer than two. Usually people, I tried everything. It'll be two things, three things, four things maybe that they repeat. Repeat, right? Repeat because of the old belief system. So they do the same action over and over again in the same situation, expecting different results. And say, I've tried everything. No, you haven't tried everything. You haven't. Let's make a list of other possibilities. The voice of the coach will help you develop that. Your inner coach, your inner guide, your inner Gandalf, call it whatever you want, will help you discover those things. You need to develop this voice. Right, where does the coach get his wisdom, her wisdom from? Well, from the deeper beliefs that you will create. That happens over here in your belief system. So now you start creating, developing a new belief system that is about risk and adventure. Ach man, lekker. Not risk like in gambling, risk. trying something new. Actually, instead of saying I've tried everything and doing three things over and over again, trying that fourth thing for the first time, risking. That's where the adventure lies. Realizing that most of the things that you are afraid of, and whether by limiting or justifying beliefs keep you stuck, most of them can't kill you, can't really hurt you. And even if they may be embarrassing, damaging in some way, you can recover. You will be okay. And by developing your new belief system, a healthy belief system, you will be even more empowered and better at handling those kind of things. So this is your new belief system. And you create it. That's what's so amazing. You create it. It's up to you. You can believe that you are Sorrel Sea Monster if you want to. That helps you show up in the world the way you want to. Stories is my lever. If that's the way you need to show up, then that's a belief that you plant here. It's unlimited. Because this is not about, is it true? Is it right? Is it good? Doesn't matter. It does not matter. As long as it empowers you. So you can create a belief system that empowers you. It's not a moral thing. It's not an ethical thing. It's an empowering thing. The morals and the ethics show up above the surface because of what you build in here. That's how you create that. So you can create identity statements, formulas, and definitions that align with the voice of the coach. So those beliefs help develop the voice of the coach. Those beliefs help you create the emotions you want and ultimately help you show up the way you want to. And I'm going to write it down exactly like that. Show up the way you want to. Be a better version of yourself more often for longer. Better, more often, for longer. Another sentence that I use often. Show up as a better version of yourself more often for longer. That's what you start developing. And that sense of accomplishment when you do that is beautiful. It is amazing to have that feeling because of the things you create in your belief system. Okay, there we have it. There we have it. That is the tree of clarity. That's the skeleton of it. And the more you work with it, the more you will develop the language to understand exactly how to change your mind so you can transform your life. If you change your mind, you can transform your life. If you want better, be better. If you become better, everything in your life becomes better. That's how you do it. Are there any other questions? Let me highlight one more thing while you think about questions. Remember, this situation does not change, right? Does not change. We're not saying, well, I can feel these healthy emotions when this changed. No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying, well, if the situation and the event that took place stays exactly the same, how would I rather want to feel? That's the question we ask when we look for the healthy emotions. How would I rather want to feel? That's the question. We're not trying to change the situation. But when you understand that these four things, your reactions, emotions, thoughts, and ultimately your beliefs are the things that you have complete control over, complete control over, and it's what you're responsible for always in all circumstances. You are responsible for this. I've done what I'm assuming all of you have done, is blame other people for my behavior. Make other people responsible or circumstances responsible for me not showing up the way I want to. I've done that. And sometimes I still do that. And then when I realize, oh, I don't like feeling like this, I don't like the person I am in that situation. Okay. If you don't like the person you are in that situation and you cannot change the situation, start with yourself. How would you rather want to feel? What does that person think? What does that person believe? Then how does that person behave? Because if you only focus on behaving differently, your old belief system will pull you back into the old unhealthy pattern. But if you start empowering yourself by developing this healthy side, you might have more influence on the situation than you've ever had. You might be more empowered than you've ever been to have some kind of influence in the situation, but it's not a guarantee. So everything you sow on this side of the clarity tree, everything you sow on this side, there's no guarantee that you'll have a crop. Different things happen, but as you develop it and with a new season, you sow new seeds and you try again and develop it again and fight that old unhealthy system, you'll start seeing things grow, right? On this side, there might not be these big trees yet with lots of shade. That might take some time for the bigger things to take root, but other things happen quite quickly, and that helps you develop the confidence and the motivation to keep going. If you start, and I want to use the words playing around with this, which means actively engaging. Ah, oh, I felt like this today. Again, same old story over and over again. That's when you need to get curious and sit down, write down, trigger. What's the situation? What's my reaction? How do I behave in that scenario? I become quiet, I withdraw, I avoid, I fight, I shout, whatever. I procrastinate. What's the emotions? What's the voices? The more you practice, the more empowered you feel, because that's what I mean when I say, if you change your mind, you can transform your life. First, you plot the old path. You see, oh, this is what's keeping me stuck. This is what's keeping me stuck. The fear of being on camera kept me stuck for a long time, doing exactly what I'm doing now. So, I'm not sure, the lighting's not right. This is not me. And if you look at my very first videos, they look horrible, but I started. And I didn't die. I didn't die. I didn't even get an injury at all. I was fine. But I had to get over that limiting belief. I first have to get the right camera. I first have to do this. No. It empowers you to take action. All right. So please write down everything. And whenever you have an opportunity for a one-on-one, bring this with, this is the situation, so I can help you upgrade your belief system, create that new belief system. Okay, folks, we've reached the end of today. I hope you found that meaningful, just going over that belief system, the tree of clarity again, and having an overview like that. All right, any questions you have, you are welcome to send them to me. Otherwise, whenever you get an opportunity to show up to a coaching session, use this as preparation. It'll make things go very, very quickly. Go further, faster. Like popping a wheelie. All right. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.